afternoon, listeners. I'm Tom.
And I'm Ned, and welcome to Karen Primary School's brand new Maker Club, where we entertain you live.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. On today's show, we will be interviewing Maker Club participants.
We will also be hosting two well-known Radio Karen shows, Sporting HQ and Sporting Addict.
Now, let's get into it.
Right now, we're going to start interviewing some students at Maker Club. Okay, so right now, we've got Mr. Mulcahy here. Say hello.
G'day, Ned. How are you, fellas? G'day, Tom.
Hi.
We're up and about today, aren't we? This is going to be an awesome club, and I'm very excited about what's going on here, fellas.
Yep,
me too.
All right, so Mr. Mulcahy, what goes on here at Make It Club?
Well, Make It Club is a new club, as you know, fellas. It's a place where kids can come and make stuff. So today they're actually making, keeping it pretty simple, we're making finger puppets, and we're making sort of animals and creatures and Shrek and all sorts of things as little sort of teddy bear type things, you know, with stuffing and everything. So they're making sewing, gluing, designing, just some pretty cool stuff to begin the club with. What do you reckon?
Sounds pretty cool. And how long is this going to go for?
Well, hopefully forever.
Yeah, let's hope.
This is the first Friday, so we're going to every Friday. And, of course, you guys will be broadcasting live every Friday from the Maker Club.
Yep.
Should we track down one of the kids and see what they're designing?
Sure.
What do you reckon? Let's see if we can grab a kid from the audience here.
All right. Scanning
the room, looking for some good candidates here.
All right, so we got Sarah here. So, Sarah, what are you making here at Maker Club?
I am making a donut.
Awesome. So what's this donut going to be?
What colour is it going to be?
Pink.
Pink donut. So what are you doing? Are you making finger puppets or?
A teddy thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. Thanks, Sarah.
Now, what are you making to Making Club?
A pineapple.
A pineapple. What colour pineapple is it going to be? Is it going to be the usual?
Yellow.
Is it going to be a big 3D type fella?
No.
Okay. Nice. Thank you very much, Sarah. Good on you. Who's next?
All right. Hi, Jada. What are you making here today? A Maker Club?
A donut.
A donut as well as Sarah. All right. So you're making a finger puppet or?
No, I'm not making a finger puppet.
All right. So you're doing sort of the same thing as Sarah, just like a little teddy thing?
Yeah.
Thanks, Jada.
I got someone over here, Ned. I've got Nevi. Nevi, what are you making today? Make a club.
Okay, I am trying to make an emoji. It's pretty bad, but it's purple.
Looks pretty cool. What's the design matter? What's the design you got here?
The design is just paper. Yeah.
What's the next stage in your development here? What are you going to do finally?
So you cut it out twice with the fabric, and then you sew it, and then you can like put stuff onto it.
You're going to put beads and all sorts of bits and pieces on it, sparkly stuff. What's the plan?
No, I'm just going to sew it and then make it a teddy, yeah.
Thanks, Nevi. You beauty. Who we got over here?
We've got one. We've got another student here, Lewis. What are you making today at Maker Club?
We're making little finger puppets out of whatever we want.
Oh, yeah? What's the finger puppet going to look like?
Mine's going to look like I'm going to have one as a footy and a pig.
Oh, nice. And you got some other friends over here. What's your finger puppet going to look like?
Basically the same.
The same as you?
Mine is going to be a red pig.
Red pig, okay, cool.
All right, Zeb, what are you making at Maker Club?
I'm making a Shrek.
Is it a finger puppet or?
No, it's a stuffed Shrek.
Awesome, I can't wait to see it. Thanks, Zeb. Now we're going to get into some tunes. So we got DJ Ferns, Fern It Up now.
Thank you.
right, so we're going to get into some more interviews now. Now we've got Casey here. Now, Casey, what are you making here at Maker Club?
Well, I'm making, like, a little stuffed animal that I can take home and play with.
Cool. Now, I'm looking at your design, and I see it says Mr. Hat. Can you talk to us a bit more about that?
Well, I just made it up, like, 2 years ago, and I thought I'd make it into something interesting, so, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Casey.
So we've got Anastasia here. Anastasia, what are you making at Maker Club?
Well, I'm making an owl, and it's going to be very big. It's my biggest one yet.
Oh, so are you making any other things?
Well, at home, I'm doing, like, a deer, a teddy bear. Those are the ones that I've already finished. And also there was this another owl that is much smaller.
Ah, so is it going to be a really big finger puppet, or is it going to be a stuffed animal?
A stuffed animal.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. So, Ned, got any other kids there?
All right, we got Noah here. What are you making today?
A stuffed animal.
Awesome. What's it going to be?
Bob.
Bob? What animal is Bob?
A unicorn.
Awesome. I can't wait to see it. Thank you. All right, we've got Jess here now. What are you making?
I made a bunny.
Oh, I'm looking at it. It looks very cute. It's got big eyes. So what are you going to make this into?
A plush to sit on my bed.
Awesome. All right, I can't wait to see that.
All right, got someone here. Georgia. Georgia, what are you doing for Maker Club?
A stuffed animal that's a cat, and it's going to be purple.
It's going to be purple. Do you have a name for this cat?
Maybe Purple Cat.
Purple Cat. That's a... Yep. Says a lot. Purple Cat.
All right, we've got Faith here. Now, what do you got here, Faith?
I've got a bunny with dragon wings.
Oh, very unusual. It's a cute bunny. Then I see the dragon wings, and it looks very deadly. What's this going to turn into? A stuffed rabbit? All right, that's going to look really cool. Thanks, Faith.
And I've got another student here, Flynn. What are you doing for Maker Club?
Well, I'm making your typical stuffed bear. I was planning it to give it to my baby sister waiting at home, probably crying now, Paige.
Paige, yes. How old's Paige?
She is two.
Two. And does she like bears?
Yeah, she likes animals in general.
She likes animals in general, so this is aimed for her?
Yep, it is.
That's awesome. Anyway, Flynn, keep working on your bear. That is for Paige.
All right, welcome to Sporting HQ,
where we break down all of sports best.
From the local to the big timers.
So we don't have a guest today, but we're just going to talk a bit about ourselves quickly because we are running out of time. So,
Tom, today we had inter-school sports.
Yes, inter-school sports. It was really fun. I love it. I'm new to inter-school sports. So, it was really fun. We won by 105
runs. We were against Cornish as well. So, we've had two wins in a row for our first two games.
Yeah, it's a good start, and I cannot wait for the winter sports footy.
Yep. I'm going to be playing footy there.
Hopefully I can play with you.
Yep.
Now, Ned, you're not doing much sport at the moment, are you?
Yeah, I'm not doing too much in the summer.
Yes.
But Tom, has anything happened in cricket?
Cricket? Well, our last game's coming up in about... on tomorrow, actually. Our last game's coming up. And... yeah, so we cannot get into the finals because we have lost every game anyway. Right now, we would be getting onto Mr. Tippington, but Mr. Tippington isn't here today. He's gone on a tip. Get it? Like,
now
tip,
that's like
trip.
A trip.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway,
pretty
so
corny.
Mr. Tippington's like, oh.
All right, so we're going to have to wrap it up now. Thank you, listeners, for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. So we'll be on every Friday. Thank you.